Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. We're listening. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We've got a great guest tonight. I'm really excited because, you know, we talk to college coaches a lot. I've talked to colleges now going on 30 years, you know, D1, 1AA, D2, D3. You know, we got high school coaches that come on, NFL guys. You know, we got recruits that come on. But I'm really honored tonight to say that we have our first prep school to come on, New Hampton. And we'll tell you where it's at. We've got the head coach, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life, that's really loves recruiting Louisiana, trying to sign his first player, and I think he's got a chance this year, Coach Ed Kiley. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Coach, I know that we met probably a little over almost 3 years ago. I had contacted your school, and you picked up, and I'm like, man, the head coach picks up. That's pretty cool. That's good. So, and I was like, do you want to recruit Louisiana? And you know there's a lot of talent in Louisiana. And I know that once you can sign one kid from Louisiana and get it going, I know that New Hampton is a great school. But tell everybody, because I know where it's at, you know where it's at, but tell everybody where exactly New Hampton Prep School is.
Sure. So New Hampton School is located in central New Hampshire. We're about an hour and a half from the city of Boston. The school is about 200 years old. We have approximately 340 to 345 students. 80% of those are boarding on campus, and the rest are day students. And what's unique about this, our boarding school, is 90% of our faculty live on campus.
That's neat. I like that.
And another interesting fact is that our students come from 28 states and over 30 countries. Coach, that are represented on our country, our campus.
Yeah, we're going to keep talking about all the stuff, but I just wanted you to talk about, you know, where it was located to start off. We got a lot to talk about. We got Coach Ed Kiley on from New Hampton, which is a prep school. Been around, like Coach said, 200 years. 200 years. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we want to just educate people that aren't familiar with the school and what it has to offer. And I know we're going to talk about everything about the prep school. So if parents are listening, they have an idea that, hey, it's out there. It's a place you can go and your kid can get an education and then sign back and still have 4 or 5 years left to go to college. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is head coach Ed Kiley, New Hampton Prep School, and New Hampshire, 200 years. It's been around. Some famous football players that come out. I remember this name, Torrey Gurley, a really good football player, went to South Carolina, played for the Packers and the Browns, the Bills, Toronto Argonauts, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Jamal Branch, Colgate, Ren Fire, Walter Payton Award winner, and several. You had an Olympic gold medalist in 18, the Winter Olympics, Callie Barnes, Dempsey Arsenault, member of the Brave, one of three teams associated women's professional lacrosse league. Ed Cooley, head coach of men's basketball at Providence College. Wes Miller, head coach of men's basketball at UNC Greensboro. That's a heck of a program. Coaches, there's people that have come out of this school in all sports. It's not just football.
Yes, correct. Yeah, we just, and that's just to name a few. We have several in the NBA, several in the coaching ranks. It's a well-rounded academic and athletic school, along with great arts that we have.
And look, when you recruit, Coach, I've talked to you on the phone a few times, but it's not easy to get into prep school because you have numbers. So you have so many you can take. Tell everybody about the process of how many you can put actually on your roster. It is a limit, and once that limit's hit and met, you can't take any more kids, right?
Correct, yeah. So in our league, we play in the very competitive Evergreen League, and it is a league all around New England and upstate, some schools in upstate New York. And our league we have a rule that we can only have three postgraduates on our roster. Now, in saying that, it makes it real competitive and position specific based on wants and needs, what we need as not only as a school, but as a football program.
And you're close to Dartmouth. I mean, you've got Dartmouth close by. You've got Boston University. You're, like you said, you're an hour and a half from Boston in Massachusetts. There's 10 or 15 colleges just in Boston alone, right, Coach? That's right by.
Yeah, I would say even more than that if you count all the, not only the Division 1A programs, the 1AA programs, but we have a whole slew of Division 3 programs around the Boston area and New England as well, within a radius of probably, 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Which is pretty unique.
UMass, Boston College, who's really improved the last 5 years. I want to mention later in the show, not this segment, but I want you to tell that story that your dad knew Doug Flutie, coached him, Coach Doug Flutie. I thought that's something people in Louisiana would love to hear the story, maybe next segment. I thought that was a real cool story about your dad coaching him. 340 students, like you said, 80% boarding on campus, 90% of the teachers live on campus, students from 28 states, 30 countries on campus, co-ed, it's a postgraduate, 15 postgraduate students each year. And it's an extra year too, Coach. Tell everybody, because when you go to the school, you can still get your 4 to 5 years in college, and it's like an extra year of high school.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know down or outside of the Northeast about what a PG is or a postgraduate. And basically a postgraduate is basically an extra year of high school. You graduate high school and you come to a postgraduate school and you don't lose a year of eligibility. And that's really important because I know down south, JUCOs are more, popular,
yeah.
But you do use some eligibility there, which here, this 1 year, you do not use any eligibility, which is unique.
Coach, tell everybody about the talent level. Like you said, there's some big boys in this league and all the other prep schools y'all play. I mean, you got Phillips Academy not far from you in Boston. There's a lot of big-time prep schools in your league. And, I mean, your linemen in your league are big guys. I mean, they look D1. I mean, this is not like you can just be anybody and go to these prep schools.
No, yeah, that's a great statement you just came up with. The talent in our league, and we're in a Division B. We're classified in the Evergreen League. But each school has 1 to 2 Division I players on it, which the speed of the game is, I tell guys coming from high school to prep school is a big jump. There's even a bigger jump going from prep school to, Division III to Division II to 1AA to Division 1A. But the line play has been really outstanding in the last 5 to 8 years. And I look at us, and I thought we were kind of a little small line last year, and we probably averaged around 260 across the board. We were probably one of the smallest lines around. So yes, the line play has really increased in the last few years, which makes our games really exciting.
That's subdivision
on top of the skill positions.
Coach Colley, that's really 1AA size.
The nice thing is these kids are still developing, and our schools are just not PG like we mentioned before. It goes 9 through postgraduate. So we have a lot of younger kids. Our program ranges from guys that never played football before all the way through scholarship kids. So it makes it a challenge, but a fun challenge for our coaching staff.
Coach, I remember helping some kids go to Valley Forge when they had a prep team. They don't anymore. And, in Philadelphia, and my nephew went there, and I helped some Louisiana kids go there. This is a few years ago when they had a prep team. And I remember going to a game, and one of your opponents they were playing, Worcester Academy, and it was snowing. Coach, I've never been in the snow before. And look, I remember the stands had it was full, like 200 people. It was like 11 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was like 10 degrees, and I was having a blast. I was wanting to go make a snowman. I mean, it was really, from a guy from Louisiana, and – I mean, it was an experience for me, and I'm talking about for people hearing this from the South, that is, I loved it. I really did. I loved it.
And, you know, it's amazing you brought that up, because when we do our preseason, it could be, you know, in the 90s and on the turf, you know, an extra 15 to 20 degrees. And then as we go through the fall, you know, it drops pretty quickly. And we've been blessed in the last few years not to have really cold weather early on. But when it gets into November, early to mid-November, it gets a little chilly. And, yeah, and snow is possible anytime. Like, what were they looking at? A big storm this weekend. But it's really, you know, it's really fun for me as a coach, because we have kids from all over the – not only all over the United States, but all over the country, or all over the world for that matter. And some of them have never seen snow before. And I remember a few years ago we were practicing on our game field on the turf, brand new turf surface, and it started to just kind of spit snow a little bit.
Yeah.
And to see those kids' reaction for the first time seeing snow was pretty impressive, you know. And we see it all the time, you know, living up here. But
yeah. So that's yeah. I remember talking to one of the dads, Coach Colley. You would get a kick out of this. And the dad was from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You know where that's at. And the kid,
correct, yep.
The kid was 6'3", 220 quarterback. Like, he was a D1 quarterback playing for Valley Forge. And I asked his dad, I said, are you cold? He said, cold? This is not cold. This is nothing. I was like, and we became friends for life, you know, and still stay in touch from Pennsylvania to Louisiana. And Coach, you want to take a break, come back. I want to talk more about your school. And do you mind talking about the story with Doug Flutie? I know we got a lot of Doug Flutie fans in Louisiana.
Not at all. Not at all.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna have more of Coach Ed Colley from New Hampton, New Hampshire. We got it. We're trying to tell you, we're educating you where it's at and what they do. And it's a great opportunity. It's a great option when you get out of high school. You don't have to go D1, 1AA, D2, D3, or junior college. There's that prep school. New Hampton is one of the top prep schools, 200 years old, to go to. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center, located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're enjoying the show. One of my favorite coaches in the business is Ed Colley. Coach, I've sent you film on a lot of Louisiana guys. We won't mention the names, but I know that when I've sent the film to you, you love these guys. You love Louisiana players.
Yeah, I do. I actually look forward to it every year when it gets to that, you know, recruiting time, even though technically in prep school football, really, recruiting never really ends. You know, it's, we have deadlines on applications and due dates, but really, working camps in the summertime and, you know, going to combines, and we're pretty actively involved in recruiting. Me and myself and my staff does a really good job. We're out and about, and obviously COVID put some restrictions on that the last year and a half or so. But yeah, we plays a real big role in what we do. But I always look forward every year is getting your emails and looking at these kids. And I go right. I look at the overall summary you give me, and then I jump right to the highlight thing. But I can tell right away, you know, if a kid can play or not. You know,
right.
And I'm really impressed with the talent down there. And like you said at the beginning, if we could just get one guy come on our campus and see what it's all about, they're going to be impressed. And I think that's all it's going to take to play at the level of football that we can, you know, provide for them. And we can help them out, and they can help us out in return on all different aspects of our program.
Well put, Coach. I want to mention this. You told me a story last year about your dad was a coach. I mean, you come from a coaching tree, and your dad coached Doug Flutie. Could you tell everybody about Doug Flutie, the former Boston College All-American great? There's a lot of Doug Flutie fans in Louisiana, especially people over 45 in age. He was one of the great ones, but your dad coached him.
Yes, he did. And I had the opportunity, you know, in the 80s, I grew up obviously in a coaching family. Both my parents were teachers and coaches. So, you know, I got it from all different angles. I had the opportunity to play for my dad at Natick High School in Natick, Massachusetts. But way before me, there was this little 5'9 guy named Doug Flutie, who really didn't get at the time. He wasn't really getting a whole lot of looks, believe it or not. at a high school. You know, he was getting like the UNHs, and they were questionable. Memory is good, but yeah. Anyways, my dad had the opportunity to coach Doug Flutie as well as all the Flutie brothers, and help him along with the recruiting process. Now, the recruiting process back then compared to 2021 is totally different, as we know.
Right.
But it was unique to see that from the sidelines and watch those old tapes that I still have. Actually, you know, it's kind of the old, 18 millimeter, 16 yeah. millimeter film that you use at the splice and cut. And I was a ball boy, so I was in charge of doing the old film exchange before the game. That was my job. And being around the coaches and the coaches' room, and I learned a lot of football, you know, outside of the home, just being in the coach's office, which really drove me to where I wanted to be, you know, in my career.
Coach, I wish I could watch his high school film. You know, I'm a coach and I'm a football fanatic. But I would love to see his high school film one day. That'd be a joy to watch, to see Flutie. His brother was the receiver at Boston College, correct?
Yes, Darren, who I'm really good friends with. I stay in touch. My dad passed a few years ago, and Darren actually spoke at his memorial service.
Oh, wow.
Doug couldn't make it. He was at a previous engagement down in Florida. That's where he resides. But the whole Flutie family, they're all great athletes. All great athletes. And what a lot of people don't know about Doug is he's an exceptional athlete. He's good. He used to go around my neighborhood and play pickup with all the kids.
Wow.
And when he signed that contract, I remember this, with the New Jersey Generals, he had his nice Porsche out there. He'd drive up and he'd play pickup us without, you know, just in the regular playground and have fun and get in his car and leave. So he was real friendly with among the neighborhood and the close-knit neighborhood that we grew up in. He lived across town. He's an exceptional athlete, very good baseball player. Matter of fact, I think they still play baseball. They have a band, the Flutie Brothers band, that I know Darren and Doug are really involved in, that they play in. I think they play in the Super Bowl out in the you know, tailgates from time to time. So yeah, but that whole family is great, great athletic family and great people on top of it.
Coach, I want to share this with you. When Doug was playing for the Toronto Argonauts in the Canadian League, his offensive tackle, his left tackle, was a friend of mine, Willie Williams, that played at LSU, 6'6", 320. And he blocked for 40 yep. for 3 years. He loved Doug. He said, man, he said, I picked the right team to play in the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, because, I mean, he's a mobile quarterback. But, you know, up there, it's wide open and yeah. chucking it. And, you know, he had a great career up there. And, I think he had a great NFL career. You know, if that thing didn't happen in Buffalo, I think, the Music City Miracle, things could have probably went a different way. But you can't knock his career. He did a lot. You know, I remember watching with my dad, and we went to a couple of those bowl games that he played in, and it was a real fun experience. But I remember watching the Hail Mary TV with my dad, and especially when you have a connection, and that, not every game was on TV back then either. You know, there was I don't remember, there wasn't an ESPN. It was ABC, NBC, and CBS.
I saw it. Yeah. I loved it, man. That was one of the greatest plays ever. I also want to mention, before we take a break, I want to mention this. The school has a full-time strength and conditioning coach. Not a lot of small colleges have that. A full-time strength and conditioning coach. Athletic facilities, new or redone since 16, which is impressive. 30 to 40% of the graduate pursue NCAA sports in the recruiting process, many with athletic scholarship opportunities. 100% acceptance rate for college, the school. That's really good. That's really good, Coach. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of head coach Ed Kiley from New Hampton in New Hampshire, not far from Dartmouth, not far from Boston. It's in a great spot. And if you're a Louisiana mom or dad or uncle or grandparent here in the show, you now know there's another option for your kid to go. If you're a good football player, and you want to keep advancing, like Coach says, you could be a big guy, have some talent, and they can take you to the next level. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We got the head coach from New Hampton Prep School in New Hampshire, in the United States of America, a great prep school. And Ed Kiley, the head coach, is with us. Coach, I've got to mention this because we're just having fun, but I couldn't sleep. You know how you're a coach. You know how you get insomnia where you just watch so much film and you just can't sleep, you know? And I was watching TV, and I don't, you know, you ever look at the TV and you don't really watch it and you're thinking of like recruits and who you got to call back or text or whatever. And my favorite sports movie came on at midnight last night, and it was with Warren Beatty, Heaven Can Wait. You remember that movie?
Yes. Yep.
And you know the guy, you know, he goes to heaven. It wasn't time, and he goes back, and he ends up playing in the Super Bowl. You know, it was one of the greatest sports movies ever. So I go to bed at like 3 a.m, and then I work 14 hours today. Incredible. But anyway, do you have a favorite football movie?
You know, there's a lot out there. You know, I like, and to be honest, I like, you know, just because I'm a lineman at heart. Blindside was, when it first came out, I loved it. I thought Blindside was one of the best movies for a lineman anyways. But there's a lot of great movies out there, you know, that deal with football or, you know, but I like them. I'm more of a documentary guy, you know, and then when they start mixing Hollywood in there, it gets a little bit, but I will say this, my favorite one is got to remember the Titans. I teach history. And I just think it's the, you know, it ties in so much. And at the convention, I got to just hear some of those coaches, Coach Boone speak way back in the day at one of the national conventions. And just to see the history combine what basically what football did for history and vice versa, you know, with, you know, the different ethnic backgrounds in our country.
Yeah, that's a great one, Coach. That is a great one to watch. I'll watch that about 30 times, too, before I leave this planet, 30 more times. But I want to mention this, too. You're talking about linemen. We can throw this out. So, O-linemen, you know, when I'm scouting, I'm looking at center, guard, tackle, left, right guard. I'm looking at guys that don't play center. Mike can end up playing center for a coach like you. You can teach him center. Maybe he's playing tackle in high school, but that's where they need him. And talk about that, Coach, because it's that out-of-the-box recruiting O-lineman, because O-lineman's not really set to one spot that might, like I said, where the high school needed him more than where he might play for you.
Right. So the way we do it at New Hampton School, like we're always looking – I mean, every school in America, even you know, oh, the NFL, Division I, 1AAs, et cetera, everybody's looking for good linemen.
Yeah.
And we ask our guys, and even in all positions, we ask the guys to play 2 offensive positions and 2 defensive positions. You know, that's what we ask our kids to do, to be versatile at that. But really, when it comes to the line play, we want all our guys, within reason, to know all the positions because the way we do our blocking schemes. So everybody should be on the same page of what everybody's doing. And I also ask, you know, our running backs to be in with the line sometimes with our meetings because it's the scheme works together. They got to know the schematic gap scheme or zone scheme we're running for them to be successful. So really, I'm looking at a person that can play maybe he's a guard, maybe he's a center, or maybe he's just a true tackle, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if you have a guy that's, you know, that's 6'8", you know, and, you know, 290 or whatever, obviously he's not going to probably play guard or center. He could. But if someone goes down, you want to still keep your best guys out there.
Right.
You know, that's what we try to do. And, you know, we have a good solid line coming back. I'm just trying to make a good line better, you know, with the guys we have coming back. So we're always looking for linemen. Everybody's looking for linemen, as we know. So,
well, I know.
And it is challenging, too, yeah. You know.
And I know I sent you 4 O-linemen this year, and I know you loved all 4.
So. Yeah, because the first thing I look at feet. Do they have good feet?
Right.
You know, if they have good feet, everything we can teach them everything else,
right.
You know, they have good feet and they get some bite to them. You know, that's what we like because we do a lot of, in our scheme, we do a lot of counter trays. So I need a tackle that's going to pull up through,
right.
You know, I need a guard that's going to, you know, pin and pull and kick out. And, you know, so we're looking for people that can move them. We need that center to block back and an even front to, you know, a 3-tech.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a tough job to do.
It is.
Because we run a lot of read stuff. So, you know, they don't know sometimes whether it's run or pass.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes it fun on our offense. We go fast, and our linemen even like playing in our offense because we do go fast and no huddle.
And, Coach, so, you know what that's good for, though, if I'm a parent listening? you're getting that kid ready to pull and do that offense and get him ready for the Power Five. You're getting him ready to play when they leave your school.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to make sure, and our goal at New Hampton School overall, not even just football, to make sure our kids are placed properly, you know, and regardless if they play a sport or not, we're going to do everything we can. We know how the recruiting process is today. It's different. But that's where our college office comes into play. They do an outstanding job, Lee. When I tell you that, I mean, my son graduated in 2012. It was great back then. It's even better now. And he was lucky enough to get a scholarship to Penn State. But they still, the college office plays a crucial role in that third, basically. So it's the college office, it's the family, and it's the high school coach. Because in this day and age, as you know, a lot of times they want to exclude that high school coach,
right,
which to me is still a key ingredient in the recruiting process.
Definitely.
But because of social media, obviously that takes, sometimes can take a step back.
Yeah.
And that's not for the best, you know, for the student athlete as well. So
I'm glad you mentioned that, Coach, for the parents to hear that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back one more segment. Coach, think of this. Give me your Super Bowl picks. Who you think will make it when we come back? We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give my Super Bowl picks, and I'm usually wrong. For the heck of it, I'm going to throw a couple of teams out. My team didn't make it, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They didn't make it. But we'll be right back. We'll have more with Ed Colley, head coach of New Hampton Prep School in New Hampshire. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkina. I hope you enjoyed the show. Really enjoyed getting Coach Kylie. Me and you talked about this for 2 years. You're like, man, let's get on the podcast. And I'm glad we finally did it. We finally got you on.
No, I thank you, you know, on behalf of, you know, New Hampton School and our football program. I really appreciate your time of getting me on here and talking about our great institution we have up here in the Lakes region, which, you know, and I didn't mention that before, but we're right in the Lakes region with Lake Winnipesaukee. We have Newfound Lake right there. And then you travel up 90, Interstate 93 for about 45 minutes, and then you're in the White Mountain region if you like skiing. So we get a lot of best of both worlds up here.
I might have to move.
Well, if you like the cold weather, it was 7 degrees today. So
there you go. Well, I might have to get another house for the season change. Coach, Super Bowl is going to be coming up after this Sunday. We'll know who's going to be in it. You got the Rams and the 49ers, and then on the other side, you got the Bengals, who's shocking the world. Obviously, Joe Burrow's a big name for Louisiana with LSU. They have to beat the Chiefs, who we all know who Mahomes is, and Travis Kelce. And speaking of O-line, San Francisco and the Rams have great O-line. So does Kansas City. So what do you think about those four teams left? I'll give my picks after you, but what do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the Super Bowl was played this past weekend. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think those could have been, of course it was the best game out there, but I think that, you know, that Buffalo, Kansas City game, that was a special game, and
yeah,
all the games this weekend were good.
They were great.
But no, the seriousness to answer your question, I'm going with the dog. I'd like to see Cincinnati and, the Bengals pull it off. You know, Joe Burrow is, you know, I think he's had a great year, and, you know, especially coming back from that injury is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't think a lot of people are, you know, counting them in. So, you know, I like to go for the dog. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, so I'd like to, and I'm sure a lot of Louisiana fans are going to like that, you know, down there. So we'll go with the Bengals.
Hey, they're all trying to high
five. In a super upset, big upset.
They're all trying to high five you right now, Coach. I don't even know you. I'm gonna go with the 49ers beating the Rams, and then I'm gonna go the Bengals winning against the Chiefs, just because I'm going with the Bengals, and I'm taking the Bengals in an upset over the 49ers in the Super Bowl, because it just seems like destiny. Remember when Montana was young, Coach, with the 49ers, when he was out of Notre Dame, really young? His second year.
Yeah, I do remember that because Lee, you gotta believe it or not. Now you gotta, I'm gonna stun everybody here. I'm actually a Cowboy fan.
Wow. Okay.
I grew up a guy. Now, granted, I grew up right down the street from Natick, Mass. It's probably about 25 minutes from. At the time, it was Schaefer Stadium, and then Foxborough Stadium, and now obviously Gillette. But you know, I always liked the Patriots. You know, going to watch the mini camp in, or the summer camp in Smithfield, Rhode Island, at Bryan College. But I always grew up, you know, I always liked the Patriots, but my team is the Cowboys, and obviously they disappointed me this year again. But, you know, so so I do remember those 49er Cowboy games.
Oh, nice.
And there was some heartbreaking for me, though. But, you know, people ask, why are you Cowboys? It's just it's something I've always, when I was growing up, I just liked the star. And then I got to know all those guys on TV and watching them. And then I worked a bunch of camps where I got to meet a lot of those guys. So that was a unique experience, you know. And they're just everyday guys. You know, guys are playing on Sundays. You meet them at a camp outside of football. They're just, you know, the guys that, you know, they'll have a conversation with you just like anybody else will.
Yeah.
The difference is that they're playing and they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, I remember, you know? Coach, growing up as a kid, this might shock you, but I was a fan of Steve Grogan, the quarterback for the Patriots when they sucked. I was also a fan of Mike Haynes and John Hanna that played for the Patriots. Okay.
John Hanna is my favorite football player.
Really?
You know, what he did at the guard position, second to none. And that was when football was played at a different rules and, you know, the physicality back then. And,
yeah.
You know, and he wasn't as big as those guys are today. I mean, the game of football has taken off
right.
with size, strength, and speed. But watching John Hanna and yeah, Steve Grogan with a big neck roll. I love watching the old films with that. It's, and the kids don't understand that today, you know, the old face mask and
yeah.
the old equipment, the big, big shoulder pads. You know, so that's, yeah. So I you know, that's my stand on that. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully the underdogs can pull through with the Bengals. But I want to see two good, you know, conference championship games this weekend. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that's what Joe reminds me of. Montana was in his second year out of Notre Dame with San Francisco. Nobody thought he would do that. And he took him to that Super Bowl, and then he just kept going every year until they just got old and it was time to rebuild the team. And then Steve Young comes in and wins another one. They had it going on with Bill Walsh for a while there with the 49ers. Coach, before we go, I want you to tell all the parents, and mention it twice, if they want to look you up and they're interested in New Hampton Prep School in New Hampshire, how would they contact you? And I want you to give out, whether it's an email or whatever you want to give out, to contact you or the school if they want to start the process to get in touch.
Sure. There's a couple ways you can go about it. The easiest way is to go on our website, and that is newhampton.org. And when you go on there, you go there's a tab there, admissions. And the easiest way just to open up the process there is connect with our admissions office first and foremost, and then it will trickle down effect to me. I'll get that information and respond. Our admissions office does an outstanding job at communicating and going through the whole process with the parents and educating them, especially when people don't understand about what a postgraduate is,
yeah.
you know? So they do a great job, you know, or they can email me directly. And that's at ekiley@newhampton.org. So that's, and then I will get back and then I will throw my, you know, my cell out there for them to connect with me and text me and, you know, so that's how we get that going. So emails are good. And then that will lead to texts and phone calls. And I like to really talk on the phone and get to know
yeah.
the families and the, you know, the recruits. That's what I like to do. I know a lot of guys at Twitter. I'm on Twitter, but I'm not really great with it, to be honest with you. But I do have a Facebook page. That's not a bad way either.
Yeah.
Email through me personally and through, you know, the admissions office is the way to go. And then, you know, I do most of the connections and the communication, but I do have my staff too, that helps a lot. That does a great job helping me along the way.
And Coach, one more question that I want to do to help you. And I think it's a key question before we go, tell them your cutoff date of being able to enroll in the school.
All right. So what happened? So our dates are for this year. Our first application deadline is February 1st. So that is, you know, that's next week, early next week. And then, so what happens is our admissions people, they'll sit down and that'll be like the first wave. So they'll, for a few weeks, they'll put that out, and then the decisions will come out in March. And then after that, it's rolling admission. So after that date, after March, after they get done reading all the applications and sending the acceptances out, then it becomes rolling admissions. And that's case by case. So it's never too late, but the earlier the better,
right?
You know, and especially when we only have three postgraduates, I like to get them, I tell kids like around Thanksgiving time for if you're a PG to start looking. And I get, you know, the student athletes are looking at, different colleges at the time. So I know some of them are going to be later, but to get in that first wave of applicants is crucial.
Yeah.
And what we can provide too, Lee, real quickly before we get off here is, you know, what we can provide at New Hampton School is phenomenal. Our facilities are exceptional. Our community is unbelievable. We have great academics. And getting back to the facilities, we have a full-time strength coach. Not too many schools can say that we have a full-time strength coach operating in a great facility. We've been blessed with success. I've been there since 2004. We've been to 8 New England championships, won 3 of them, won 6 Evergreen League championships. So our goal is to win championships. However, it's how we get there. And we want our guys to be active in the community, be a great student in the classroom, be champions in the classroom, and then lastly, be champions in the field, be the best possible football player they can be. And if you mix the community at our school with academics and football, that's what's driven our success since I've been there anyways. And, you know, it's been fun along the way, too.
Yeah,
and I'm just looking to make a good program better.
And I want to endorse you because I've been to prep schools. I've been to it. I saw it. I knew it when I called you. I know what it offers, and I want to tell this to parents. It's not just for sports. When you leave a prep school, especially these prep schools in this part of the country, the education, the academics is second to none, like you said, the teachers, the coaches, the whole environment, the whole experience, especially if you're in the South and you've never been to New Hampshire or Massachusetts in that area. But I have been to Pennsylvania. I have been to New York. I lived in New York, when I was a little bit younger. And I've been to these games for prep schools. It is second to none. And I'm not just saying this because Coach is on, but it's a whole nother level. And you can't really see it or justify it until you visit, until you go see the campus and go feel it and take this in. Don't you agree, Coach?
Yes, like I said before, if we get you on campus, you're going to know whether you fit or not. But what I will say this, what it does for a postgraduate, it's the readiness after that 1 year.
Right.
So it's amazing what a year makes maturity-wise, both athletically, academically. And what it's going to do also is going to do is, this is an important piece here, it's going to open up a whole new recruiting area for, it's just not down south, it's going to be New England in the Northeast.
Right.
And there's some great college football playing programs from all divisions, Division I all the way down to Division III. And I always tell people there's a football playing school for everybody.
Yeah.
There is, there's a couple things I can guarantee at New Hampton. You're going to get a great education. You're going to be well coached and you're going to get placed properly. Those three things.
What more can you ask for? here's one thing I know for sure. Coach hasn't said it yet because I lived in Boston. I worked. I built tennis courts when I was 20 to 22. I love the food in that area. And I'm from I'm from Louisiana. Food's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some good food, and it's all. And I'm like I said, I'm from Massachusetts, Natick, Massachusetts, and yeah, we'll go. You know, the family will go down and to the North End and get great Italian food, whatever it is.
Oh man, I love the North End. Yeah. Wow, I love the place.
It's awesome. So yeah, there's a lot to do. You know, in the areas, and we also, and again, it's more than just academics and athletics. It's what the school provides too for these kids. The kids go skiing. They'll go to movies. They'll go to You know, they'll make trips to Boston and New York City, and there's a lot of different stuff to be involved with. We have a thing too. I'm going to mention this. We have a special thing called Project Week, where these kids will do projects, and it's project-based learning, basically. And they might go to another country. They might go and, you know, clean up a cemetery. They might go and see how an athletic department's run in a college. They might go to a stadium to see how the operations are done. So that's the Project Week is really a unique event and activities that we do on a yearly basis above and beyond everything else.
And I want to mention this before we go. Selling the prep schools. One of the most famous coaches ever to walk the planet went to a prep school, Bill Belichick. How about that? That's right.
Yeah, Bill Belichick. Yeah, he was big in the lacrosse and the sport of lacrosse too. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that. He was a lacrosse guy?
His sons played lacrosse, and I'm not sure how much he got involved in lacrosse. I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but I know his sons were real involved in the lacrosse game, and I'm not sure if he played lacrosse. Okay. I'd have to look at that, but he's a prep school guy. Yep.
When I was in Philadelphia, coach, building tennis courts in 1990, they showed me lacrosse. And I was like, what is that? I'm from Louisiana. Like what? And then I was like, that's neat. Cause, I was dating someone that was a lacrosse All-American at Penn State while I was there. And I got to meet all the Penn State famous lacrosse players, and I probably, you know, it was probably the greatest thing for locals. And I'm like, man, this is – and in Louisiana now, coach, is big in lacrosse. Now, it's taken them a long time, but in the last 10 years, lacrosse is huge here in Louisiana. So that's another avenue for the school. Coach, thanks for your being a part of this and being on all the way from New Hampshire and with your school, New Hampton. And I know you're working hard trying to get the right kids as we speak. We'll be talking soon, and, you know, be careful out there. I know it's cold, but you're used to it.
Well, Lee, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and I enjoy the warm weather down there, that's for sure, because I wouldn't mind having that, but instead of 7 degrees like it is saying right now, I'm outside my door here.
a lot of cocoa there to drink over a fire. And, Coach, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I want to talk to you. I'm going to end the show. You can go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. We have articles on still 222 seniors that haven't been offered that are D1. A lot of guys, coaches trying to get to his college. But we've got articles all week through signing day of 222. And we'll start on the 223 kids about a month after signing day. But go to LAFootballMagazine.com.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.